Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of M. Night Shyamalan, director of The Sixth Trends, which I think we've used as a short show title before. We do tend to talk about six trends and the sixth trends, perhaps the high point of his career. We've been having that conversation lately about like various filmmakers and whether their like second movie was the best. It seems like that's the case with a lot of my favorite directors anyways, but I digress. I am thrilled to be joined today to talk through the trends by super producer Trisha Mukherjee. Trisha, what's up?
Hi, Jack. What's up? How's it going?
Oh, no. How was your fourth? We have another update in the Great Escape is what I'm coming to think of it of. Like your phone's attempt to escape from you.
Yes.
It
just continues. It goes on and on. I was at a family gathering for 4th of July and a child took my phone to his house by accident. And so it just ended up miles and miles away from me, constantly on the run. First, it was the elevator.
Yeah, crack. We talked on the last Trends episode that you dropped your phone and it managed to go like perfectly through that tiny little gap between the elevator and the floor that you're getting off of. I'm impressed by your phone's willingness to do anything.
Me too.
Escaping through a small hole we've all seen in like prison escape movies, hitching a ride with somebody who is unaware, like in a laundry van or something like that, is also always smart. So we'll see. I mean, I have a feeling if you turn your back for very long, there's going to be a hole tunneled through like your apartment floor into
under the Hudson all the way to New Jersey and beyond. It'll be in another continent by no time.
Producer Brian suggests some tiny little sheets tied together out the window, maybe some Kleenexes tied together out the window just because it's smaller. But I am also saying, like, it's either your phone is trying to escape or, like, some forces of the universe are like, she really shouldn't have this phone. It's not, yeah, it's not the right time, that we're about to open up the portal with a Large Hadron Collider. And we need Trisha to not be looking at this exact phone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I believe Someone's in the multiverse. I'm a little, yeah. They're afraid of what you with that phone, too, right? Powerful. They're exactly. Like, we need her to bust it back down to a cricket or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a suspicion it's the FBI, but I might not want to say that too loud.
Yeah. That could be. Also, yeah. Could be. Yeah. They are constantly calling me and being like, so what's up with Trisha? How's she working out?
You haven't told them anything, have you?
Jack? As of yet, no. But, you know. All right. Truly a horrifying weekend with a mass shooting in Highland Park. 7 people were killed, at least 47 others were injured. It was a young white guy shooting from a rooftop at what seemed to be random people at a distance. Like, just, you know, psychologically the most horrifying, just, you know, it's like suddenly out of nowhere, like, you're shot and there's nothing you can do about it. And mm-hmm. we don't know anything about the you know, political views of this particular young white man mass shooter, but it does feel like it's like what terrorists would do, but it's just like ambient terrorism on behalf of a broken system at this point.
Well, I think also it recently came out that he went to a Trump rally before the shooting happened. I don't know how long ago it was, but
yeah. And he was like yeah. an edgelord, so like I don't know. Like, I don't, it does, like, to me at this point, it like truly doesn't matter. It's just I'm sure there will be a mass shooter whose politics are, you know, leftist, and, you know, right. there we had that person who was struggling with mental illness who mm-hmm. showed up at Brett Kavanaugh's house and mm-hmm. told the police they were armed and thinking about hurting Brett Kavanaugh. And
right.
that's the issue. The common denominator is like just access to deadly guns. Like that right. seems to be the thing. So right. I don't know. We got a tweet from Jason Osborne.
Yeah. This guy is a New Hampshire state representative. And he tweeted something just so absurd and in bad taste. He said, instead of spending $20 more than last year on your Independence Day hot dogs, lay off the calories and grab a few more rounds for your AK-47.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, as I said, like, in such bad taste. I mean, it's not a joke. And it's insane that like elected representatives are tweeting things like this. And yeah, I think what happened in Highland Park wasn't unique at all this 4th of July. There were shootings in several other cities. And even when I went to the fireworks in New York, I just couldn't stop thinking, like, I yeah. am in such a bad situation, as is everyone around me, if someone were just to decide to take out a gun. And it's such a tragic thing that we're like watching these fireworks and stuff, and they're supposed to symbolize all these grand ideas of freedom and independence. And, you know, all of that was fucked up in the first place when it was created. But just that juxtaposed with just how terrified everyone was, just on alert for any kind of sound, which is so hard to recognize among fireworks, barriers falling, just things that shouldn't be scary, but just are.
Yeah, scary. There was like chaos. There were people. First of all, there was a shooting at a July 4th fireworks show in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Where 2 cops were wounded. But there were also like Orlando. There was a stampede caused by a crowd mistaking fireworks for gunfire. I don't know. It's like I broke down yesterday just thinking about, I don't know, like that. I think it was cumulative, like Uvalde and mm-hmm. then this story. And like, I knew that I was going to a fireworks display that night with my kids. And like, I'm right. having like intrusive thoughts of like my kids getting shot and that like are hard to ignore when you live in this version of America. And I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with that. And, you know, it's hard. Like I said, I think we can acknowledge it's fucking hard no matter who you are.
Exactly. And I think the other thing I was thinking about is that there were so many cops everywhere during these parades, and clearly in so many cities they failed to stop these killings. Yeah. So I think, we just, you know, you can say it time and time again and nothing really happens, but it seems like the only real solution is to get rid of these assault weapons and get rid of cops that, as we'll talk about later, also hurt people.
Yeah. I mean, we might as well talk about it now. Like, just, you know, it's more stories that feel like we don't get better. Video of Akron police shooting Jaylen Walker to death 60 times while he was unarmed was released at the end of last week. The police had tried to pull him over for an unspecified equipment violation. This is another one of those things where the police are initiating something that ends in deadly conflict over something where the stakes aren't even big enough for them to even mention it in their reporting of what happened. He drove away from the police. The police claimed that he fired a shot at them or like what during the pursuit, and then and that they found a gun in his hand. But the important detail is that he was unarmed and running away when they shot him 60 times. And, you know, the use of deadly force by police has not dropped at all since the George Floyd protests. Police funding has not been cut. In many places it's been raised. In some places it was cut a little bit. But then we saw the main thing that has happened since the Black Lives Matter protests and the police violence protests of 2020 is that the police had a temper tantrum about being challenged, and the mainstream media kind of coordinated with them to try to generate a panic attack about crimes committed by poor people, like, you know, the committed by the sorts of people who are often the victims of police violence.
Right. It's just, again, it just really feels like nothing has changed at all, despite all the protests, despite every, you know, individual person who's trying to be themselves a force for change, the inaction of the government, the inaction in terms of defunding police departments, in terms of doing anything about it. I think that's really what has, like, led to this incident, and surely many more like it in the future, because, like, individual people are doing all they can in a lot of cases, at least people who, you know, care about this issue and want to do something. But it's not us anymore. Like, it's just out of our hands, and we just have to be scared and deal with the brunt of, like, all this fear and, yeah, just tragedy again and again and again, because a few people are refusing to act and to do anything.
Yeah. One thing that people can do is donate to Akron bail funds, because people protested the police and the shooting over the weekend, and 50 people were arrested by the Akron police last night. So if you can donate money to the Akron bail funds, that would be helpful. And let's take a quick break. We will be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back, and no surprise here. I am a bit of a box office whisperer when it comes to children's cartoons, it seems like. Many people are saying. I knew that Lightyear didn't make sense, was going to be a bust. And I had a good feeling about this Minions Rise of Gru thing, and it broke the box office record over the weekend for a July movie. And it also launched a trend on TikTok called Gentle Minions, which
you're saying it with such a like disapproving look on
this is the only way I know how to say that. I am fine with this trend, actually. I think it's fun. When you first described it to me, I thought it was people dressing up as minions to go see the Minions movie, but no, I got that wrong, right?
Yeah. So it's actually people dressing up, people, meaning kids, like teenagers, dressing up in suits to go and see this movie. And I think the aim of it is that they want to dress up like Gru. But they have begun throwing bananas in the movie theater.
Not cool.
Not cool at all.
Not cool, leading, you dang kids.
Yeah, leading to many movie theaters banning people dressed in formal attire. So some cinemas have said that they've suffered a massive financial impact, having to issue refunds to other people who are just trying to enjoy Minions Rise of Gru in peace while these kids in suits are throwing bananas. So really makes me question what has come of the world.
I mean, it makes me question what's come of these movie theaters when I can't even go see Minions while wearing my finest, my Sunday duds with my top hat and gloves and Parasol.
I'm sure there'll be some like paparazzi photos of you that surface soon in a suit with a fist full of bananas ready to throw.
Yeah. People often think that I'm cosplaying Bram Stoker's Dracula. That is just how I dress.
It just makes me think of all these trends from TikTok that when they translate to real life, they're like bad. Like, I don't know if you remember the ice cream licking trend.
I don't think I remember that, no.
Okay, basically it was this thing where people would like open the seals of ice cream. Or no, maybe they weren't sealed, but they would just open the lids of ice cream in your grocery store and lick it and then put it back in the freezer.
I don't like and, that.
Yeah, yeah. And due to that, like a lot of companies started adding seals to more things. But it's just like, why? Like, keep the trends in TikTok, not translating to the real world.
I mean, it definitely seems like a thing kids have probably been doing for years, but just distributing it, that on a social media network. Mm. I don't know. It does kind of feel inevitable if we're going to have social media that stuff like that is gonna spread. I just merely ask these gentle minions to think about those of us who like to look classy when we go see Minions movies. Expose Smithfield's Death Star is trending. This is just the most, maybe this was like the most American 4th of July of all time because there was a mass shooting. And there was also this story where Joey Chestnut, competitive hot dog eater, tackled and put in a chokehold a protester who was holding a sign that said, "Expose Smithfield's Death Star." And I guess that was protesting the treatment of pigs in the United States' largest pig farm factory. But I feel like the tone that I've seen this news shared with is more along the lines of, hell yeah, Joey Chestnut's the man, dog. Fuck protesters. This is fucking rad. Because he did put this person in a headlock while cruising to another world hot dog eating championship.
Wait, what? Was he eating hot dogs as
he was eating? Yeah, and he claims that the reason that you're like, oh no, man, that's too
just
cool.
Made it even worse.
The reason he put this person in the headlock was because he had hot dogs in both of his hands. So it was just like a work of propaganda come to life in this moment where he just, while holding hot dogs that he was using to win as world's best hot dog eater, put somebody in a headlock for like protesting animal rights.
Well,
so
Joey Chestnut, I would say I honestly don't even know what I'm
get
would say.
Ready
would say.
To be read, Joey Chestnut. I don't know if you heard the tone in Trisha's voice there, but you are about to get demolished. Go for it.
No, I was just going to say, Joey Chestnut, do better things with your life, perhaps.
Damn.
Maybe, okay. Maybe that, I know. I think he's going to hear this message and change for good, Jack.
Scathing.
Yeah. 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yeah. He's eaten like a whole pig's worth of pig assholes in that time. Just if you stacked all the hot dogs together. I'm guessing that's what that would put you at 76. I don't know. Anyways, and then finally, Deborah Messing is trending. This is a CNN article that about the Biden administration had some of their big influencers on a phone call. And apparently Deborah Messing was one of them. The former Will and Grace star was, according to CNN, among dozens of celebrity Democratic supporters and activists who joined a call with the White House last Monday to discuss the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. And the White House aides were like, hey, so just so you know, we have a new like trove of clips that you can be sharing about like all the reasons Biden is killing it. First of all, wild that that's where they're at, that they're like, we just need more celebrities tweeting out our memes. And also that they still think that like this is how elections work after the 2016 election, where the entire celebrity world joined as one to be like, fuck Donald Trump. Hillary right. Clinton is the best. And
right.
that just made, I think, most Americans dislike celebrities more right. so than vote for Hillary Clinton. But anyways, Deborah Messing, for one, was pissed to be there. Mm-hmm. She said she'd gotten Joe Biden elected and wanted to know why she was being asked to do anything at all, yelling that there didn't even seem a point to voting. Others wondered why the call was happening. And, you know, the White House took this under consideration. And that afternoon, participants received a follow-up email with a list of basic talking points and suggestions of Biden speech clips to share on TikTok. The call was 3 days after the decision eliminating federal abortion rights. And CNN is like, this encapsulates how Democrats feel about Biden. I think it encapsulates just the entire Democratic Party in many ways at this moment.
Yeah, it's just like they they think that instead of, you know, doing anything, they can just get celebrities to come and like look happy. Clearly, Deborah Messing yeah. wasn't putting up with it, but I'm sure other people have. But as if that's like a substitute.
Yeah. I mean, BTS, like,
yeah.
Have BTS come through and just talk right. about how Joe Biden is doing like very, very nuanced policy takes that, you know, fine slice it enough where it seems like Biden is doing everything he can for Americans. I feel right. like that is the move. And maybe Joey Chestnut. Get Joey Chestnut to put some Trump supporters in a headlock.
Right. Well, I feel like if Joey Chestnut supported a politician, I would be right behind it. He's just
right.
my political icon.
That is what I was expecting when you said, well, Joey Chestnut. And I was like, yeah. uh-oh, I was expecting you to be like, tell me who to vote for because
right.
you are my right. king. political views. Sorry, I did have to Google Joey Chestnut political views. Rips yeah. Donald Trump's hot dog eating style. Okay, so he has criticized Donald Trump's hot dog eating style.
And that is the real reason I dislike yeah. Donald Trump.
That is the main thing.
Right.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.